Here in the U.S., there's another kind of fallout from the war in Afghanistan, says news analyst Daniel Shore.
American civil and military authorities are groping their way to new kinds of ground rules for a new kind of war against an enemy without settled borders, uniforms, or serial numbers. Their search, complicated at best, is not facilitated by the intrusion of an ideological component. What is not needed is a hawk versus dove dispute reminiscent in a small way of the soft-on-communist, hard-on-communist struggles that rent America asunder during the Cold War and the Vietnam War. We've already seen controversy involving civil libertarians over administration policies of expanded surveillance, detention of illegal immigrants, and military tribunals versus civil courts. A case like that of John Walker Lind raises head-scratching problems about whether he was arrested or captured and whether Miranda rights are applicable during hostilities in a far-off country. A somewhat confused disagreement has now arisen in the Bush administration about whether the Al-Qaeda and Taliban captives in American hands qualify as prisoners of war under the Geneva Convention. President Bush has already taken the position that the captives are not prisoners of war. But Secretary of State Colin Powell has noted that under the Geneva Convention itself, the captives have to be individually screened by a competent tribunal. This is more than an abstract issue because it can determine whether the detainees can be legally interrogated for information about other possible terrorists. This might have been simply a question of devising a screening procedure were it not for the way the dispute surfaced. The conservative Washington Times obtained a four-page memorandum in which White House counsel Alberto Gonzalez said that Powell was seeking reconsideration of the president's decision. The newspaper cited administration sources as angry and accusing Powell of bowing to pressure from the political left. That turns a technical question into an ideological question, suggesting that Powell is somehow soft on terrorists. President Bush discussed the issue with the National Security Council today and later reiterated that the detainees are not considered prisoners of war. Never mind that nobody in authority ever said they were. Apparently, the hawk versus dove syndrome still lives. This is Daniel Shore.